Skype of Cthulhu presents a Call of Cthulhu campaign, Eternal Lies, by Will Hindmarch and Jeff Tidball, with Jeremy Keller.
Me get the notes, and if someone is so kind as to tell us exactly what happened last week, maybe.
I was not here, so I. And I think the notes are a little incomplete, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, I think the notes are pretty complete. Not a whole lot happened. It was just a very long fight.
Yeah. Steve or Jim, Max, you guys want to go over what happened last session?
Sure, I'll do it. So we left Meridia, headed into the jungle, headed further into the jungle. Previously, Dorothy had found out that Garza had heard the voices that she had heard overnight as well. We know they weren't speaking Spanish. Presumably, they were speaking some kind of native language. Found another rock with the same carvings on it that we've seen before. And apparently, not only is it a carving of people like cutting somebody's heads off and sacrificing them, but actually sacrificing them to a big frog-like toothy mouth. We say that's nice and move on. Long hot trek through the jungle, heat and humidity. Us poor weak Americans are having some trouble with it, some of us more than others. But the porters and our guides push on through. The jungle is dense. We come to an area where we can at least see that there's a pyramid, although we haven't actually gone to the pyramid yet, because we ended up being ambushed by who we know after the fight was over, are at least some of the porters and guides from the bad guys expedition that left ahead of us. Not the Reverend. I think it was mostly Maria or maybe Dorothy who was doing all the killing. killed off a bunch of the bad guy porters. We managed to take at least one porter and their guide Esposito captive. Some questioning. I don't think we really got much out of them, so we left it to Mr. Elliot to deal with them appropriately, and we were headed to investigate the pyramid.
At least towards the direction of where you can see the top of the pyramid, correct?
Oh, so the pyramid's not right there? It's kind of off a little bit?
It's a little deeper. We could see it, but we were not next to it.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure the plot or Randall will get in the way before we see it.
there'll be plenty of ambushes before we get there. Hey, Max, one thing I wanted to clarify for the notes. I just remember this when I was looking over them. You had said something about maybe keeping the guide alive and tied up or something.
I was thinking it could be useful if he values his life.
Yep.
If he's not 100% that shit crazy.
Right.
Then it might behoove us to keep him alive and around. To help us get out of here since we lost our guide?
Esposito's the guy. Right. No, it makes sense. But the thing is, we all walked away and the father said, you take care of him, Mr. Elliot, I think. And we're not real sure what you did.
Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
I am a man of God and follow the word of God as given to me by the men of the cloth.
Now, let's be clear about something. The father did not tell you to kill him.
Right. Well, I mean, isn't that the eternal debate with,
the father told you, the father said that you should take care of him as you see fit.
Take care.
Yes, interpretation. I saw that as you didn't want to take him along, and we weren't going to set him free, so that I only had one other option.
I'm sure when we need
it doesn't matter later. Now, it's in the past.
I will take your confession when we stop for camp tonight.
Oh, goody. That will be fun. So, yeah. I think we're making our way, I guess, by ourselves now.
Okay.
Throwing just caution to the wind.
So we're, you see the what seems to be a pyramid. For the ones of you that, especially your father, that have some sort of anthropology or archaeology, you do realize that what the ruins that you see ahead of you are, of course, of Mayan origin. You don't have to roll for that. It's pretty obvious, given the place where you are at and all that. Maybe when you get closer, things will change. But as you approach the place, you know, you can make either track or spot hidden rolls.
Track or spot hidden. I'm good at spotting the hidden things. Yeah, 19.
Spot hidden.
That is a hard success.
Dorothy, you made a normal.
Oh, hey. Wait, before we get too hasty. Is this not a luck gaining session?
Oh, it is.
Yes. Oh.
Lucky you guys.
No!
Did you roll really well?
Yeah, I did. So that means I only get 1d10 plus 5. Oh, terrible. 7 luck. Oh.
Is that the standard luck if you roll under your skill is the 1d10?
It's yeah, 2D10. If you roll under, it's 1d10 plus 5. If you roll over, it's 2d10 gotcha. Plus 10.
Gotcha.
And if you have the lucky talent, you get an extra d10.
Okay. So once you make your luck rolls, you continue moving towards the structure.
Well, Randall, the reason I was asking is I'm going to burn part of those 7 luck that I just got to make it an extreme spot hidden.
Okay. So in that case, I'll give you more information. Mr. Elliot, you do notice that there seems to be some sort of trail going into the same direction where you're going to right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. Under closer inspection, you can tell that there are footprints of at least you can it's not like you can count, right? But you can see here and there and different sizes of the footprints and all that. You can tell that there are at least 15 people that went through this path. Now, this may have been, and this is because of the critical, of course, this may have been a couple of days ago. You can see that the rain and the mud is already starting to cover the tracks. Like maybe in 1 week, this is going to be all gone.
Okay.
Does it look like they're all shod, like in shoes?
Yeah, you can, like Mr. Elliot can tell you that for sure. There are a lot of people wearing proper shoes. Maybe a few here and there, a few footprints of bare feet.
Really?
Yeah, bare feet prints, but you're not 100% sure. There are so mixing between all the tracks that it's hard to tell.
Okay. All right, so yeah, it looks like about 15 people went this way a couple days ago. A couple days to a week.
That's going to be our group. Does it look like any are coming back out?
I don't know. The tracks are pretty worn away.
One way only.
So I wonder why Esposito and his boys were still out here, lest they came by another path.
Well, maybe they didn't go.
Maybe they're still here.
Maybe they didn't go to the temple.
That's what I mean. I wonder why they didn't go all the way to the temple. What could they have? Did we miss something? What could have held them for 2 weeks this far away from the, you know, their main objective?
Well, Esposito wasn't with his whole party. Perhaps they were just the rear guard. The rest of the party is, they're around the buildings. They're around the pyramid. In the pyramid, who knows?
Already
and they,
dead.
And they left the others as guys, and they left Esposito and the others out here as guys, as guards.
It's a little disturbing to me that they're so prepared for unwanted visitors like us.
And after all that gunplay, they no doubt know that we are coming.
No doubt.
Well.
Perhaps a quick prayer before we go down the path, Father.
I think that one about the Valley of Death is pretty good right now.
Well chosen.
Psalm 23. Is that it?
Okay. You continue moving towards the, you know, towards, are you going to use the same path? As you move forward?
Sure.
Yeah, I think at least until we see evidence of blood or entrails.
I guess the big question, too, is, I mean, are there options? It's pretty heavy bush that we're going through, right?
Yes, it is. You can use your, you still have some machetes that you can use to open the way, right?
We'd have to blaze a completely different trail. Gotcha.
No.
If that's what you want.
Well, we could, is what you're saying, right? Or yeah, we could follow the trail of the feet.
Exactly. Up to you guys.
Wow, listen to that ambiance.
That's perfect for the jungle. Nice. Well.
I say we follow the tracks. I mean, it's heading towards the pyramid, right? Randall?
Right.
Nominally?
Yes. General direction. Correct.
Yes. There's no telling what we could stumble upon if we tried to make her cut her own trail. It'd take forever.
All right, guys. So as you approach the place, you come through the jungle and eventually get to a huge opening. But you know you're already on the ruins. You're walking through the trail and all that, and all of a sudden you realize that you're already walking on top of what seemed to be kind of stones, and you look down and you can see that these belong to the ruins, and you look around and yes, you can see that the, even though everything is covered on vines and there's some vegetation covering everything here, you can clearly see that, below all this, there seems to be some sort of a structure, but you can all make listen rolls at the same time.
Oh, excellent. Hard success. Oh, sorry, extreme success.
Okay. I got a hard success.
Father?
Failure. Lucy?
Okay. What about you, Lucy? Okay, I cannot hear Steve. So as you move forward, you do realize
Sorry, mm-hmm. I was muted. That was a normal success.
Okay, so that's okay. Everyone but the father. Father, you continue walking. The three of you kind of stop to look around because all of a sudden the birds and the sounds around you and, you know, that you were hearing just a few seconds ago, a few minutes ago, they have all stopped. It's like there is no birds in this place. Like, you know, it's just a strong wind blowing and nothing else.
I stop and I don't talk and I don't move.
Mr. Elliot, why did you stop? What is it?
It's quiet.
So just it listen. Is.
Yes, you do notice that, Father, as soon as Mr. Elliot mentions.
Just be quiet and listen for a second.
I
kind of want to hear if we hear anything out there.
Okay, nothing, you know, as you would expect. Like, as I said, no wildlife around you and nothing else. No talking, no screams of pain, nothing like that. Just silence. And that is worth a sanity roll. If you miss, just 1d2, 0 if you pass.
That'll be 0. Pass.
Barely even notice it.
Okay. So, what are you doing?
Are we in a clearing? Did you say that? Or not?
It is a mix, right? Because this is supposed to be a clearing as you start kind of walking around. The vegetation here is not as high as in other places in the jungle. And that's what you are able to notice, that you are in some sort of, in the middle of some sort of plaza. Now, you start looking around and you do notice a few structures here and there. And I'll send you a picture of pretty much what you see. As I said, you feel like you're standing in a plaza. I just send it over Skype. Let's see if you get it at some point. But in the distance, you do notice the pyramid that we were talking about. Still, you know, everything is from where you're standing to the pyramid. You see a lot of vegetation, right? You'll have to make your way through in order to get there. Now, that's pretty much in front of you, kind of northwest, you know. But on your right-hand side, you in the distance, you're pretty sure that you see some columns of some sort, a line away from you, you know. But there are many, many columns. You can see this through the canopy. The other thing that you notice is that on your left and closer to you, on your left, and opposing the pyramid, there seems to be more structures.
We're following the footprints. So we're still following the footprints, right?
Not at this point, and that's what I wanted to be clear. So once you kind of open the path and you start walking, kind of the vegetation starts kind of stops growing as tall as it was growing around you. You know, there's still some vines, but you're clearly on the ruins already, right? So you can look down and you do no longer see a trail or an opening or anything like that, but you see vines all around you and a lot of, how can I say that? You can see some spots of vegetation here and there, but mainly what you see is just the rocks of the ruins, what seem to be like what you have seen in other imagine findings, you know, that other people have found.
And so where are
cities,
we?
Complete cities.
Where are we in relation to this map?
You are, as you can see, let's say that you're coming on the right that you see the points. Those are the pillars that I'm talking about on the right-hand side at the very bottom. So that's your right-hand side. And your left side is where you see the other kind of three different structures that you can clearly see that they rise above the canopy.
The diagonal hash,
right.
Hash marked.
And in front of walls. You, they look like walls in the map, but you will have to get closer. They're more right. like so, structures, right? They're so not like.
So mm-hmm. we're coming out between the southwest and the south. Yeah, south, the west and the south. So southwest.
Correct, exactly. Right.
Mm. Kind of where the hump is or something.
Yeah, that little thing jutting out. Mm-hmm. So we don't see the tracks anymore?
Make another spot here and roll. Or track.
It's a normal success roll.
Oh, nice.
Like the sound of that, though.
I'll burn 3 luck and make that a critical success. Or, yeah, extreme success.
Okay, so Elliot, you do notice that there are tracks going in different directions now. It's like they didn't follow a single line. It's like they spread out once they were here.
Okay, does it look like they spread out all 15 of them, or that they went in kind of groups?
Look like small groups, 2 and 3.
Well, it's been 2 weeks, so it's kind of, is it feet kind of coming in and going now that we're here in the plaza?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I assume if there's any people still here, they're at the pyramid.
Why would you assume that? That's the thing.
Or what's this other thing with the pillars, Randall? It's just a big open air structure with pillars. Hello?
And there's apparently a path leading out of here to the north?
I was muted. So, yes, there's another opening there that you can see, like, the canopy makes way. And maybe it's a path. Like, from here, it's very hard for you guys to take a look at details, because imagine this area is kind of huge, right? It's, mm-hmm. it's, you're just a few dots on the map. Right, but on this sense, you can see what the pillars, as I said, on the right, but you cannot tell exactly what they are. And right. then pyramid in front of you, an opening to some sort of path, maybe you know up north, left, north of the map, but not in the way you came. And on your left, you got that strange structure.
Is it like a big clearing? I know you said we can't see clearly the columns and things, but is it like the part that looks like it's a lighter color, is that just cleared out? So if we were to try to make directly for the pyramid, we would be exposed to everyone who might still be here. Is that true?
There's some vegetation, but maybe it's not what I was saying is – it's not as tall as it was outside this place.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Your knees height or something like that.
So like and, it was all cleared away before and it's just like grown in.
No, not exactly. This is kind of as you're looking around looking for tracks, you can tell that a lot of people, you know, I think by a lot I mean like around 15, 20 people, we're walking around this whole area, right? Making ways here and there.
Gotcha. So they chopped it all down.
Well, so we can go around the perimeter, just outside the tree line.
To be a little bit sneakier and more concealed.
Sure. Father, where do you want to go first?
I think the question of sneakier is past us, but at least a little more concealed.
That's true, but yeah, maybe it might still be safer if they don't see us entirely, clearly.
To the right or to the left? How about to the left?
Well, yeah, to the left, I think.
Towards the columns or whatever they are.
No.
Towards the strange structure.
The wall.
I'm sorry, yes. Walls, I should have said.
What looks to be like a mini Stonehenge.
To the north.
If you're looking at it straight. A pie symbol. It's a pie symbol.
It's pie. It's pie day.
Let's head towards the pie.
Cora, why are you so quiet?
Wow, call out.
Yeah. No, that's a call out there. Yeah, no, I honestly, you know, about 5 minutes ago, I was like, why are we here in the first place? So I've been scanning through the notes, trying to figure out why we came here in the first place, which seems like a really odd time to have to figure that out, but it might help us tell which building we should go into. But I'm happy to go to the left towards the pie symbol. That's fine.
You can be with us, but keep searching, Sean.
Actually
a reason for us to be.
Please, Miss King, if you can find something for, if you can find some purpose to our visit, that would be excellent.
I'm deep in thought as we're walking along. Why? Like, there's something on the tip of my tongue. Why did I come to this country?
I might be wrong, but I thought in the notes we had I'm sorry. I was going to say, I thought in the notes there was something about the pyramid. Am I wrong about the pyramid?
That's why when we were trying to figure out which room to go to, which place to go, I was like,
right.
Wait, aren't we here for the pyramid?
Right.
I think we were on a tourist expedition, but maybe I've forgotten. And then I went quiet trying to figure things out. So, anyway, carry on. Let's go by.
So basically, just to refresh your memory, because it's been a while, and Sean, you were not here when we discussed this last week. You are following the other expedition, while looking through the notes from the guy in Mexico, you realize that he had sent an expedition to the Yucatan looking for what he believed was his true God. Do you remember that now, guys?
Yeah, Golgotha. Yes.
We're here because we think the bad guys are here. Yeah. But we don't really know why the bad guys are here.
Exactly. Pretty much.
But we think it's a different version of Golgotha, I think, or Golgotha. I think Golgotha was the one that the LA people and Echeverria thought they were worshiping, but they did figure there was somebody else. And I think the other guy said, yeah, there's a different name for him.
All of which is ridiculous, as there is only one true God. But we will put an end to their madness.
But here we are.
Thank you, Pastor.
To the north.
To the pie.
Very good. So as soon as you get closer, you do realize that, you know, as you're walking towards this structure, you can all make either anthropology or archaeology roles.
Wow.
Two sounds about right.
So terrible.
Yep.
I will spend 4 points of luck to make that a normal success.
Man. Oh, okay. I don't want to burn down all my luck so fast, but I rolled an 18. I'm only 17 away from a 1.
Well, I'm slightly closer to that, and I have 22. I rolled a 22, but you know, let Jim spend his 3. So,
yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Let me open this and share it with you. So this is the ones that actually passed the anthropology or archaeology role. You can tell that this structure As you get closer, and just based on the picture there,
it's a ball court.
As you get exactly, and you know, the Mayan actually had this strange game that they will arrange between the different towns, and they will play this kind of old game.
Death ball.
Yes. And at the end, the losers were sacrificed to their gods.
Did they use it like a human head? Is that right? It was almost like basketball. They were trying to throw it through like an opening or something.
No, yeah, it was more like basketball. You're right in that sense. They didn't use a human head. They were using, a ball.
A ball, yeah,
fibers.
Heavy. Yes. Yeah, heavy fiber. But the whole thing is that at the very end, then the losing team was going to be sacrificed.
Right.
On that wall that you see, you know, in between the what you will call, maybe a place for the people to sit and watch the game.
The stadium.
Yeah, you can
bleachers.
Bleachers. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. So, you know, in the wall in between that, at the very end, you can see this strange structure, right? And yes, the ones that actually pass, you know, this is the one that they used to pass the ball through and score.
Yep.
Wow. That's the hoop.
And I take it there's
that you could I read that you could not use your hands at the game.
Yeah, they still play it in Mexico.
Oh my gosh. Hopefully
it's a version of it.
yeah, different it's sticks. Less,
knees and elbows.
If you win or lose.
it's pretty cool to watch. I take it there's no bad guys here?
Oh, make a spot here and roll as you get closer.
Well, I forgot about them. With the fail.
Normal success.
Still too deep in thought.
Okay, those that actually pass normal success or
that's a hard success, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, Dorothy, you can see kind of in the middle, maybe there it looks like someone is lying down there in the middle of the field.
Wait a minute. Look.
Yes, I see them too. Let's
sit. Are they moving?
Yeah, sit and watch them for a minute.
Yeah.
as you stop and start watching, and you notice they're not moving.
What is it? I don't see it.
So given the layout of the ball court, you said they're in the field.
In the middle.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So we can go in there and we'll be shielded from the rest of the plaza and the pyramid and so forth. By the bleachers, right? So
yes.
Okay, so we could move out in there and we wouldn't be seen from the rest of the... Perhaps you should go take a look, Mr. Elliot.
That's what I'm fitting to do.
We'll wait here.
I'll pull out my 45. Make sure it's all ready. And then I'll stealth my way up there.
Okay, Maria, what are you doing?
Ooh,
jeez.
Are you staying there or going with Elliot?
Oh, I'm totally going with Elliot, of course.
I trust Maria. So
what was that stealthy roll, Max?
A 10, which is an extreme success.
Okay. Yeah. You can, you know, get closer and closer. You see no reaction.
9, which is a hard success.
Very good. Both of you go, nice. You know, Maria just right behind Mr. Elliot. As you approach, what seems to be a man lying there, as you get closer, you can tell that it is, yes, it is a man, but just half of him. The upper part.
Half a man.
Ugh.
The half his body is missing, and from the sorry, from the chest, from the pretty much from the waist down, everything is missing. And you see some sort of liquid and mixing with blood and entrails, and nothing else.
Gross. What is it? What happened to him?
Are you getting closer, guys?
Yeah.
Take a look at the bottom.
Oh.
All right.
I say a prayer. I say a good Catholic prayer. Quietly.
Okay. Make a spell healer roll, both of you.
22 is a hard success.
Max? Mr. Elliot? Unmute. Okay. So, Maria, you do notice that around...
Sorry. Hard success as well.
Okay. No worries. So you do notice, both of you notice that around the body are at least three spent rifle shells and a rifle that he's grabbing with his right hand.
Okay.
And
Is there somebody specific we're hiding from, or are we just trying to be stealthy?
Well, we know that most
there
of
might be the remains of this other party.
Yeah.
That was here before the expedition that got sent by Jonathan Brooks.
Right? Yeah, because we only encountered the guide and some of the porters. So rest of the bad guys have to be
Jonathan Brooks. You're right.
Yes, so the one who sent the expedition here to find where they make the nectar, right? Or how they harvest the nectar.
Now, moving away from the lower part of the corpse, you can see some sort of trail of what looks like a huge animal, maybe an alligator. It's hard to tell because
the bottom half of the body.
Yeah,
you don't know that for sure, right? Because as you get a closer look at the body, yeah, you can see that it was kind of killed by a huge animal, because you see like some huge teeth dents in the flesh. The rest of the body is untouched.
I look around for this animal.
Yeah, I shoulder the guy's rifle. I check to see if it's still in working order.
It is, and it still has, it's still loaded, apparently.
Okay. All right, I guess we'll go over those stats when we need to. I'm going to look around and see if there's any other evidence of struggle or other people or parts of other people.
Okay, as you start looking actually for remains, body remains and so forth, yes, you kind of see another hand not belonging to this body. The rest of the body is gone.
He had both his hands. Oh.
And the here you keep looking around, and are you going to tell the others, by the way? How are you doing this search? You just want to know.
Well, I mean, Maria's there. She sees. I'm just going to go a little bit more ahead. And, Maria, I'll be right back.
Okay, be careful.
Watch my back.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, yeah, I'll just go out a little more and Try and see if there's evidence of more stuff.
Okay. I'll keep my eyes in the other back away. You know, he's looking one way. I'll look the other way.
Okay. You get closer, Mr. Elliot. You do notice there kind of go through some opening, and you find some tents that you didn't notice before because they were all destroyed lying there on the ground. There are at least 8 tents completely in pieces. And you see more tracks.
Eight tents?
8 to 10, yes. 8 to 10 tents.
All right, well, that's enough for 15 people.
And around that, you do see some more tracks of this kind of animal that you notice right next to the other body. And yeah, you start noticing some blood stains here and there on the ground.
Well, it looks like we found where they camped.
Should I get the others to come?
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe now. They're all dead. All
right.
Just like I said earlier.
I can get use of some hard spot hit and roll.
You could use one of those?
Yes, to give you some more information.
But there are people coming who might also be able to roll.
Yeah, not right now. Let's get the people over here.
Yeah, I wave them over. So.
Yeah, you all can hear and see what they found.
Oh my God, people's hands! I feel a certain loss of sanity at looking at this, but I guess not.
I haven't yet, but I'm sure I will soon. Now that you've mentioned it.
Yeah, you can make a sun roll. Yeah. Now that you realize that, you know, something bad happened here and you cannot explain it right away.
The adrenaline's worn off. That's a fail.
Okay.
Failing everything. Failing the spot hidden, failing the sand.
Okay. 1d3 for the failure of Sam and 0 if you pass.
Okay, it's just 1 sanity.
Nice. 0-4. No Sam loss. All right.
Oh, you want us to spot things? Let's take a good look around here. Nope. Still thinking.
Okay. No one passes a hard split here roll. You know, that's when you find the remains of the camp.
Is there a way we can poke through the tents a little bit? Or is that just, that was what the spot hidden was for?
No, you can do it if you want. What you will find is, it's like these guys were, you can make an idea roll, Dorothy.
An odd 4, that's a good one.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. As you go through the tents, you do realize that it's like they were sleeping when they were attacked.
Okay.
Is it like full of bodies, or is it just the two? We've only seen the one hand and then the half a.
That's a good question.
You don't see more bodies. Yeah, you see a hand, and ordered, you see a leg, and you know, you just saw the torso. Maybe you have seen the bodies of 3 people only.
Does it look like he was like bitten and like ripped and kind of shredded from, you know, the waist down, or does it look like super clean somehow?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It was like a cut clean.
Okay.
A clean cut, I'm sorry, from the waist down. But you could see that whatever cut in half had some sort of huge teeth, because that's what you see on the flesh, you know?
Gotcha, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it was eaten or something like that. You don't see that.
Gotcha. And do the tracks of the creature go off to the tree line to the north? Can we tell that?
You can tell that, yeah, they hit from here away, kind of back to the place that you were coming from, maybe.
Back to the place we were coming from?
Yes.
Oh, much worse. But,
you know, it's hard to tell. The tracks, you start looking at, actually make a track roll or a very good spot hidden roll.
Spot hidden is really good.
All of us?
That's I can burn a little, make that extreme.
Do it, do it.
I got, well, is it just her?
No, like anyone. Like,
oh, I rolled a 10, so that's a critical success or extreme success.
Okay. So between you and Dorothy, you're looking at the remains of the bodies and the tents and looking for tracks. And you can tell that the tracks of the creature, all of a sudden, you know, they kind of move away from the wall, let's say, from, as you are calling it, the PE structure. They kind of move away towards the opening, and then they vanish completely.
They vanish?
Yes.
No, do they?
There were secret doors in that other place, too.
Yeah, but is it kind of in the middle, or does it look like it's...
In the middle.
In the middle, yeah.
Yeah, and you look around and, you know, you don't see any...
We can poke around, doors.
Yeah. Right. You don't see any trapdoors or anything around here. Mm.
This is very worrisome.
Mm. You mean because there's some large monster that eats people running around?
That's true, but more that we may have walked right past it to get here, and we may have to walk past it again to get out. I was hoping maybe we could avoid it.
Well, we can always go out a different way, right?
That's true.
I mean, we just keep going forward. We should be fine.
Well, I don't know.
But maybe it's full. Else.
Yeah, maybe it's full. Maybe it's eaten recently. This was...
Exactly.
Yeah. There were 15 of them. There's only a few of us. It'd be a light, not even a light snack. Maybe it won't bother. Shall we go on to the pyramid while we're here? Perhaps it's less dangerous than we thought as far as the other party.
Oh, yeah, because they're gone, probably.
Right.
Well, what's the other place down to the south there? Did we ever actually look what that was?
No.
Do you want to do that? No, we didn't go that way.
Yeah. I kind of... So, yeah.
Sorry, Cora. Just before you leave, when you were going through the tents, that, as I said, it was very close to the... to the wall, you know, where you're supposed to get the ball in and all that. You can see that wall it has a lot of carvings. And Father, you that you have more experience with Mesoamerican cultures, you can tell that they are not supposed to be this crowded. From here, you cannot tell exactly what the symbols are or anything like that. You will have to get closer. But yeah, you can see that it is carved from left to right, with some drawings of some sort. You see people there. And by people, I mean, you know, carvings of people, of Mayan people.
I'm not sure I want to get closer. I'm happy here. I'm happy here in the tree line.
I'm not going to spend those points.
But maybe a step or two out to
Yeah, isn't this what we're here for, Father? Don't you want to get up there and check it out?
As he calls across the plaza. Yeah, I'll take a few steps closer.
Okay. Actually, this is funny. As Elliot kind of yells, you know, across the other side of the plaza, Father, you can tell that there is that kind of strange echo that you and the others did notice back when you were attacking the mouth in Mexico. Remember that there was some strange echo. It's like the walls, there were no secrets in that cave. Here, it's not that bad. It's not like you hear everything that is being whispered, but, you know, there's something similar on the way the echo resonates here.
This is like where poor Udko got it, right?
Yes.
Down in the, yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, Father, you get closer. You can tell that you can make anthropology or archaeology rolls, whatever you want. It's more like anthropology, but that's okay.
Normal success.
You know that the Mayans, the way they were depicted on the other ruins that have been found around this area in Yucatan, these guys that are depicted on the wall, they don't look like Mayans. They look more like the other ones that you notice on the stones on the way here, and a couple of stones you found. And you can see that in a very similar way, they're kind of holding their hands upwards with the heads in their hands. And on top of them, what you see is a huge circle. But with the anthropology role, you can tell that this is not the sun or the moon. Is different from the way that you have seen this depicted in other Mesoamerican cultures.
It's a big mouth.
I have a question on that description. Are their heads in their hands still attached to their necks, or are their heads just in their hands being held up?
No, they it's like they're holding someone else's head.
They're holding up other heads. Oh. Yep. Yeah, so exactly like
so they're not holding just the head. They're holding. But yep. They're holding a detached head.
Yeah, exactly like the carvings that we've seen before.
Right, so it's like they're sacrificing...
Presenting the heads to the mouth.
Right. Mm-hmm. And this big thing, could it be some sort of gate? Or...
We thought it looked like a frog mouth in the last one we saw. Does this one look anything like that?
No. It's a perfect circle, actually. Okay. It is so perfect that it is a little bit unnerving as well.
If they could have such good technology.
Yes.
That's just a carving. It's not like some sort of, it's not like where the ball goes or any type of opening or anything. Yeah. Is it nothing we could reach up and put our hand through or anything?
No, nothing like that. Just a carving on the wall.
Yeah.
Put your hand in the wall.
Try that if you want, Miss Astor. Right.
There's always that choice you have, Steve.
Yeah. I choose no.
I believe I will move back into the tree line. And I would like to continue around towards the pyramid.
Okay. So back to the tree line. and moving outside from the courtyard, start walking towards the pyramid.
Well, at least the father is, yeah, around the north edge of the clearing.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we're all gonna go.
Well, Cora, I thought, wanted to go towards the columns. Is that right?
Well, I did, but if the father's in charge, so I will just follow the father.
Okay, I was gonna give you a partner if you
want. Oh, no. Feel free to. We should split up, and we can cover this place faster, Miss King.
That's okay, Father. I enjoy your company.
Don't feel you need to follow me. I believe Miss Sanchez wanted to head directly across the plaza.
Yeah. Sí.
I think we all follow your leadership.
Go right ahead, Miss Sanchez.
Okay, so if you're...
Yeah, I would walk straight across the plaza to the pyramid. I don't see any reason to go through the dangerous jungle.
All right, I will go with her.
Right, guys, as you get closer and closer, you need to walk for a few minutes, maybe some 15 minutes. It's not a short distance. And as you can get closer... you start seeing bodies, headless bodies.
Surprise.
Here and there.
So, this is weird. I thought they were all attacked when they were asleep over there, but it looks like, did something drag these bodies here?
No, it doesn't look like they were dragged here. Make a slow hidden roll.
Hard success.
Normal success.
Okay.
Regular.
Among the bodies, you start noticing what seem to be some shells as well, from the
shells?
Rifles and yeah, from the rifles and
shells.
No. From the rifles and guns.
But it's only humans, not like... It doesn't look like there's a big area of, like, trampled grass with a huge blood spot, like somebody bagged one of the creatures that was attacking it. Whatever it was, the gunfire didn't seem to help them, right?
No, it doesn't look like that. And as you keep looking, you know, those bass is pulling a roll, you can also tell that there are some of them have arrows on their backs and on their chests.
Great. That's great.
Flying monsters and natives. Excellent.
Hooray.
How far are we from the pyramid at this point?
As you get closer, you can see that there are more bodies. And you can tell now they account for 12 bodies so far, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Including the hand and the other body.
Yes, and torso. And as you get closer, you can tell that... maybe you're kind of some 40 minutes away. I mean, 40 feet away from the pyramid.
Okay.
Well, I say we keep going. I mean, it's not like we're going to help these guys.
They seem dead.
If they were alive, you'd just have to shoot them anyway.
Yeah, seems like they were going someplace they shouldn't have gone. Oh, wait. Where are we?
Okay. So as you get closer, you can see that the among the vines and the what remains of vegetation here, the bulk of the pyramid is made up of solid stonework. very steep steps. As you get closer, you can see that it goes to what seems to be at the very top. This is, you know, one of the Egyptians' pyramids. Instead, it has some sort of what you know, Father, is maybe an altar at the very top. But this is made of at least 300 steps.
You say it's mostly stonework?
Yes.
What else would it be made of? I just wonder what else would last this long.
No, that's just a way of saying it. But basically, that's what you see.
Gotcha. Okay, sorry.
It's just some vines and vegetation, you know, because time has been harsh on these pyramids. But what you can see is just, you know, stonework.
Gotcha.
So do we think there's a way in, or do we have to climb it?
The way in would be at the top.
Really?
Generally.
Neat. Are these steps climbable? I mean, I assume it's sort of...
Yes, they're very steep, but you can climb all the way up.
Oh, cool.
Let's get to it.
Start climbing.
Okay. Very good. As you get closer to the top, and this is going to take you a while, you know, it's, as you get closer, you can see that the vines don't come all the way here as thick as they were at the very bottom of the pyramid, right? You can see more of the stonework here. As you get closer to the top, and you can see some carvings here.
You know, I'd be interested to check out that altar to see if it's been recently used based upon what we've seen. Maybe not so interested. Maybe I'm just curious.
Well, we'll find out when we get to the top, Miss Astor.
Yes. Really horrible people.
And do we see anything that looks like openings as we're walking up, or can I just be looking for them as we're walking up? Openings, doors, anything?
Also, as we go up, we should get a great view out into the over the plaza and out into the jungle. And I'm definitely going to be looking for this monster creature thing around as we get up high. Or people with bows and arrows.
Yeah, me too.
Okay.
Definitely keeping a lookout.
Maybe we can get a look at the that column structure too that Miss Cora was so interested in.
That's an extreme success on the spot hidden.
It's a hard success for me.
Okay. You look around and you see that you don't see anything out of the extraordinary, right? In the area that this small town is occupying, you look around and you see that the jungle is still alive outside of this place. But in this place, you don't see kind of signs of life other than the vegetation. Now, from here you can see that on the left, you can see what now you can clearly see as pillars, and there are dozens of them aligned in a perfect square. And as you can see on the, you know, all every single dot on that map represents a pillar, you can see from here. Mm-hmm. And but nothing else. Now, you will have to make either hard anthropology or theology role as you're looking around?
I don't think there is there theology?
There's no anthropology or theology in Pulp Cthulhu.
Oh yeah, that's true. So it's let's just see.
Archaeology.
Archaeology. Yeah, let's go with archaeology.
Or history or the natural world.
Father, hard success?
Yep.
Anyone else?
I have a 19. I'm willing to hard success is probably good enough.
Okay. Yeah, so Father, you can tell that this place is not as big as it is supposed to be, to be a city. You know, it's not like a lot of people live here in the past, as in the other findings in the Yucatan Peninsula. The other Mayan ruins that have been found, they were more like cities and markets. This is so small in comparison that clearly these have other purposes, like maybe more religious purposes.
Place to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, come on, if you're Mayan, that's anywhere.
And as you go up, guys, as I said, as you get closer, you can see some sort of leaves on the stones. Father, you identify with that same role some of them as Mayan, but some others are not Mayan. Still look Mesoamerican in a way, but clearly not from the ones that you're familiar with, the cultures that you're familiar with.
Is there say leaves or – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is there any – I mean, because kind of all around here it's been Mayan and this – and the other evil people culture.
The Shushul?
Yeah. Is there any way of telling which one was here first?
It's very like, good question.
The Mayans built it, and then the Shushul moved in and added to it, or the other way around?
You can tell by the stories of the glyphs tell that the ownership of this place changed during time from the Mayans to these other culture that you can tell are the Shushul.
Okay.
Maybe the origin of this place is Mayan, but as you go up, you can see that some sort of stories are being told on the carvings, and those are stories of conquest. By the Shul over the Mayan people.
Okay, fair enough. Finish climbing to the top.
All right.
Are we there yet?
Okay, so yeah, you reach the top. Once you kind of reach you can easily tell that it is an altar. You can see that there is a small chamber on top. It has some three exits at least, or exits or entries. And there is this opening in the middle of it, in the middle of the altar. And as you look down, you can see that there is some sort of chamber there.
Neat. Wow, why would you build an entrance on top? That's really cool.
Yeah.
Is it, like, can I stick my head in to look down into the chamber?
Yes, and it is very dark.
I assume we have flashlights or some such.
Okay.
I will stick the look down in there.
Yeah, it is a wide chamber, and you see also some carvings on the walls.
Hey, Father, look at these, and I'll stand back up and point down in there.
More of the same, I presume?
I don't know. I can't tell one from another.
Is it just a room, or is there, like...
I think it was just a big room with carvings on it.
That was kind of a question for the keeper.
Yeah.
Doors.
So, you cannot see, if there are more openings, like, from here, right? Maybe you will have to go down. Maybe the bottom of the chamber is 2 meters, from where you're standing. And as you are there with the flashlight, or Maria, you are not sure, but you think that in the very middle of the chamber, there is a red circle there. It's not made out of stone.
It's not a well.
Oh, I bet it's just blood.
Ah. Close. That was close.
So there's that.
Now, you can tell that as you are standing here in the altar, as you go around it, from the entrance or exit on the north, there seem to be some sort of stairways that go down into this chamber.
Oh, so we can get down easily.
Yeah. From that other place, not from the opening in the middle.
All right, good. At least these people aren't entirely crazy.
You mean they put doorways in?
Well, let's. Are we going down?
Sure. What an opportunity.
Perhaps a couple of us should stay up here to be on the lookout.
I look at Mr. Elliot incredulously.
You don't want to stay up here, Mr. Elliot?
I'll stay here and guard. They'll need your knowledge, Father, inside.
I was not suggesting otherwise.
I mean, I guess I could stay, but why?
Flying monsters and angry natives. I think it would be better to see those things coming, but you're the expert in such things, Mr. Elliot. If you don't believe, we need someone
I'll
watching up
out.
Here.
Don't worry, Father. I'll watch. It's fine.
More defensible inside anyway.
Well, step inside so we're not standing on the top of a pyramid and very visible, but watching through the opening. It should be fine.
Cool.
Okay. So what are you doing, guys? Who's going down or someone going down?
Well, the father is.
Dorothy, father? Go down with the father.
Go with the father.
Okay.
Well, I'll stay with Cora then.
No, they'll probably need you, Mr. Elliot. I mean, it looks dangerous.
You sure you're good up here all by yourself?
Oh, very much so. And I pull out my gun and make sure it's loaded.
All right, well, can I pull out my gun, make sure it's loaded? Cheers.
To your health.
Okay. As you go down, guys, you get closer to this circle that I was mentioning. In the middle of the circle, there is a kind of a sort of a stable structure You know, from the top it's hard to see, but now that you're here, you can see it. The circle, the red circle is made out of some sort of strange stone. You will think at first that it is jade, but the reddish color says a different story. You don't know exactly what it is. Now, you can see that there are some carvings that go in different directions from this red stone across the chamber, okay? Every line or carving is like a small canal. And you can see that it has some, it ends on some hole at the very end of the line. And you get the idea of, it's like this is an orb emanating some sort of ray lights in different directions. Like you could infer that this might be the sun, but you are pretty sure that the sun is represented in different ways on this, right? So this is completely unusual for what you are familiar with, Father, based on your knowledge. Now, in the middle of the stone is kind of, you can see that is some sort of a bowl, right? And the bowl is the one that is connected to the rays, these canals in the floor, okay? Mm-hmm. And from here, you look back at the opening. You look back at the opening on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And you can tell that from that place, you know, before you started coming down, that altar, maybe whatever is put on the altar is gonna pour down here to this disc, you know, this bowl, reddish bowl that looks like a huge circle here.
Well, and this seems like the those nectar paths that we saw in the other places too, right? Where they were running that fluid around.
It may look like that, yes, like small canals, and the canals go into holes, as I said. Do you take
and
a
is
closer
there
look?
Is there stuff in the canals, like left behind
within the past 15
dried up
days.
Something or other?
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. It looks
fresh.
Very clean. It looks very clean. Like, you know, if you're looking for stains of some substance from the previous days, there's nothing like that.
Okay.
Actually, as you look around, based on the dust and the footprints that you're leaving as you walk around this chamber, maybe you're the first ones here in centuries.
Oh, that's bizarre. So they never made it here. They were camped, they set up tents, and they never climbed the pyramid. But they went to sleep.
Well, perhaps
they
arrived.
Made it here?
Perhaps they arrived
with
in the late evening and felt the need to set up camp, and then were attacked.
With that
night.
Thought, I'd like to ask the keeper what time of day it is.
It's an excellent question. It is getting dark.
Oh, we'll be safe here in the pyramid, I'm sure.
Maybe you have an hour and a half of light.
No, you poked me in the eye with the top
one
of
thing
his head.
That I'm thinking about with all these channels is, again, poor Dr. Udko and his demise. There was a channel that went all the way through that chamber and it wound up in a well. And you say that's where the mouthy thing is. And you said that these carvings, they end in, did you say like individual holes, or there's like one hole they all go to a similar type of well? It looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, let's see if I can actually do some drawing here.
Oh.
To be more clear. Let's see if this works. So, let's share. Do you see my screen?
We see black. Oh, yep, there it is. Yes.
Okay. So there's the circle, right, of the reddish. This is kind of the ball. So I was saying, you know, this is not flat, but you know, looks more like a ball, as I said. This one is in the middle, and from here. And here you see some canals that go in different directions, right? So I said you will think that maybe was some sort of looks more like a sum, but you know that this is not the way they used to depict the sun or the moon. On these places. So this is made out of stone, these small canals. And at the very end of these canals, this one has kind of a, you know, a hole, you know, on each one of them.
Gotcha.
And this is the hole that I was mentioning that goes down. You can stick your, you know, you can get your finger, put it inside the hole, and feels like, you know, it's kind of two fingers wide maybe. And but you don't touch the end of it.
So two fingers wide, so we're not going to be able to shine a flashlight would be the thing. I don't know about the fingers, but yeah, definitely peek down.
Now, as you were mentioning before, this may look like, and from here, you know, the rays are connected into the ball also, into the red ball by some sort of opening here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The bowl has kind of holes, openings, and at the bottom of those openings are the channels that lead out to the other holes.
Correct.
Terminus. Gotcha. Okay.
And as I said, if you look up, maybe this is, and given the history of sacrifices and all that, maybe this was the place where the blood of the sacrifices on the altar on top was falling.
Sure.
I don't think there's much maybe about that.
Yeah.
No.
Is there typically more rooms on these pyramids, Father? Or are they just structural and perhaps one room at the top like this one? I wonder if there's more down below.
I don't know. At this time, I don't know what we've discovered.
That's true. You know, this is the other sites that have been discovered, have been recently discovered. So there's still a lot of things to learn.
Does it look like there's another doorway or something leading from this room?
Okay, make a spot here and roll.
Oh, one of those. That's going to be a success. I can burn four for a hard, make it a hard success.
Okay. The hard success, you do realize that outside this circle, there seems to be like you didn't notice this before because this is, you know, a lot of stones here and there. But in between those stones, you do notice a small separation in a sort of a square around this circle. And maybe this square could be like 2 meters long, every side of the square. It's 2 meters long.
So we might be able to lift it or move it, kind of thing? Or is it just that there's an opening down below and that provides light to the room below?
There's no opening that you can see. Like you get the flashlight, and the light from the flashlight doesn't illuminate anything else. But clearly you can see that there's a separation here.
Can I try to push on it? Mr. Elliot, Father, can you help me?
Maybe it's for airflow. I mean, yeah, I can try and help push on it, but it might be for airflow.
Yeah,
it's like a separation going down to a lower level, right?
That's what it's hard to tell, but clearly this is a stone that is being caught in this square. Now you, as I said, you don't see that this is going to any other chamber. This is very tight. You were looking for something like this, Dorothy, and that's what you found it. But walking around this area, this is not something you will easily find.
Gotcha. So does it seem like it's, you know, going to move if, you know, we put some effort into it? Or maybe, like Detective Elliot's saying, it's just kind of for airflow and we should be looking on the walls for doorways and staircases or something.
Yeah,
there seems evidence that there's another room down near, but is there seem like there's any way to get there?
Well, make an idea roll. Oops.
Ah, 97. That's nope.
I rolled a 32, which is a hard success.
Mr. Elliot. This looks like some sort of how can I say? Looks like a trapdoor, right? As you start looking around the edge of this square, looks like a trapdoor. Now, what is opening that trapdoor seems to be with some sort of mechanism that you don't see around the walls or anywhere close the area.
Okay. So it's a trap door that isn't controlled or from our side. Got it.
Or that you have, you know, at least that you have figured out how to open, right? That's your thing.
Can I try and locksmith it? Using my locksmith skill?
Try the locksmith. Yeah, try the locksmith.
Oh, 04, extreme success.
Okay. So you keep looking at this circle and semi-bowl and the canals, and you look up again at the entrance on the top, and you start thinking, okay, blood was coming through. Maybe... the blood is the one that activates the mechanism.
Oh, that's healthy.
Blood or like the weight of blood, maybe?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so maybe I need somebody. So someone go step in that blood bowl. I mean, the bowl.
How big is the bowl across? How many feet or inches?
Maybe half a meter diameter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I will. I'll happily climb up there. That seems like a reasonable thing to do.
Okay. Yeah, you can step on it. Nothing happens. But again, you take a look at the canals and you think about liquid running through the,
right,
the small canals and the holes.
Do we have some water that we could pour down the holes and see if that works?
Well, but we need water to survive.
That's how much
are we short on water? I mean,
does anyone have to go to the bathroom?
Are we oh.
Just like a man.
Are we that unprepared that we don't have extra water?
Well, we our porters took off, but I mean, we had to kind of ditch our stuff in the woods when we were ambushed last session when you couldn't make it.
Right, I forgot about that.
Well,
hey, was there any water with the camp we found?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good thinking up there, Cora.
Yeah, actually, you do remember that, you know, as you were going around the tents, obviously all their water was left behind.
And you said it's getting towards evening?
Yes, towards the end. Mm-hmm.
Perhaps we should make our camp down here for the night.
Yeah.
Then be exposed outside.
Does seem the most defensible. Maybe we could.
Perhaps a quick run out to grab what few supplies we have left that I was able to recover from the porters and whatever we can scrounge from the camp and the water and bring it all down here. And
can always pour the water that we have here and then replace it with some of that. But yeah, I mean, why not just pull a full stop and do what you're saying now? You're right.
Before it gets too dark.
Then it's too late. Gomez would have been proud, Father.
Okay, so you are planning to come here tonight at the very top of the pyramid, and you go and fetch the remains of the supplies from the other expedition? Is that the plan?
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
They were kind enough to leave some stuff there for us. So,
okay, make a 1d3 roll. Any one of you, every point is half an hour of time that it takes you to do all that.
Did you say any one of us?
I got a two.
Or all of us.
Anyone.
I got a two. Two?
Okay. So, okay, 1 hour. You still have like half an hour of daylight, and you're able to gather all the other supplies and the supplies that you were carrying with you, the porters left behind, and you're able to kind of set up camp here, coming to the top and kind of set up camp. Now, where do you want to set up camp? Inside this chamber or outside?
Inside.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So what else?
Well, we have water now. We can try pouring it down the holes, right?
Yeah, maybe go ahead and go full on, light some torches or something, get this place, fight back the night, and pour the water.
Hey, just set up the torches.
Perhaps we should rethink the torches. I don't know that we want to advertise our presence up here.
Yeah, so I was thinking of grabbing a couple of the tents and stringing them up over the entrance to whatever we came in so that whatever lights we have would be sort of blocked off.
Hmm.
So that we are not creating a beacon at the top of a pyramid. Hey, we're right here.
That's true, but, I guess it could leak out. You're right, depending on how bright it is.
All right, so Operation Lighthouse is out of the question. So you do cover the entrance, and sure, you can do that. You can get one of the of the tents and cover the main entrance, and you're now all in the chamber.
Cool.
Nice and cozy.
Camping trip.
Are you going to start powering the water?
Someone was going to pour some water.
Yeah. Maybe we should wait until morning to do that, just in case something comes out. It's dark. It's hard to run in the dark.
Now we can't exit through the hole.
Well, it's just covering it. You certainly can flee in terror. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
I mean, it's so exciting. We should do this. See what we can find. See what happens.
I mean, what are the chances something is still alive in here? This chamber was completely undisturbed.
Full of dust. Yeah.
Given our experiences so far, I would say the chances are somewhere around 90%.
Well, there is that.
Yes.
Okay, so what's the final decision?
I say we do it. Let's put the water in. Here. It's cold. Let's do it.
I was going to say, on the other hand, maybe there's something in there that can help us defend ourselves against whatever might come at us from the jungle.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a friendly flying monster inside.
I don't know when this became a democracy. The father's in charge.
No, he is not.
That's just the story we told.
Illusion of power.
But now I believe it.
As you say, Mr. Elliot, fortune favors the bold.
Okay, so you start pouring in some water into the bowl. As you can see, that it starts filling up the holes of the canals that I described before that go out in different directions. You can see that the water starts running through the canals and start filling up the holes. Takes you a while, you know, to put the water there, but once all of them have been filled, because they have different lengths, and once all of them have been filled, you start hearing a huge sound, like rock against rock hidden, and the chamber trembles and starts going down very slowly as in an elevator. So all of you that were around there, you start noticing how the square starts going down and down and down, and you are in another cool chamber, and the light of the flashlights you are carrying with you reflects on the walls, and the walls have this kind of reddish reflection as you pass down the flashlights. There are glyphs all around this place. The chamber is wider than the one that you were in just a few seconds ago. And
that at least makes sense.
And finally, it stops. You are at the very bottom of this chamber. And I believe, and I apologize, but this is going to be a good place to stop for tonight.
Oh, man.
Awesome. Whatever it is, it's a biggie. Yeah, it's a good cliffhanger.
Super good. Super good.
Alrighty. So,
thanks, Randall.
Till next Monday, we'll figure out what happened here.
Dun, will we?
Maybe. I don't know. It depends. All right, guys.
What it feels like.
Thanks a lot, Randall.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Good times. Thanks, Randall. Take care, guys.
You're welcome.
Good night, all.
Easy.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.